Overall, I think we deserved to get something from the game. I felt we worked really hard as a group, and I thought defensively again as a group we were brilliant. So absolutely over the moon to get into the next round.
In terms of the game plan, I guess it couldn't have worked much better. Sort of weather the early 20 minutes and then get a good goal yourself.
Yeah, we was a bit disappointed first 20 minutes, just defensively. Just on the ball, we didn't pass the ball well enough. Defensively, we did okay, but on the ball, we was a bit poor. But obviously, we scored at a good time. Just when we just started to get back in it a little bit, we scored. And after that, I think for the rest of the half, we was quite comfortable.
And what was the message at half time?
No, just much. We knew they'd come out a second half, which they did, put us under immense pressure at times. Obviously for them, probably disappointed their final ball. They're probably disappointed with that. But from my side of things, I felt our players defended properly. Good shape for the team, and we always looked dangerous on the break. I thought we could have nicked one on the break second half.
Obviously, you've had an incredible season. How much of today's result and performance was just down to the sheer confidence of having such an incredible campaign?
Yeah, I think up to now it's habits like winning or losing. It's you get in the habit of doing well, and we're doing that at the moment. Things go your way a little bit. I feel the ball in our area spun to us a few times, which you need a little bit of luck when you come places like this. And I think the whole season, I think you get your luck from where you work hard as a group and you do the right things. And I think that's why we're getting our rewards.
I guess the only black spot was the injury to Neil Watts right at the end there. How's he looking?
Yeah, he's walking on it now. He looks a bit sore. I think it's an injury he's had before, but it just underlines what we're about. The reason he got the injury was because he won a tackle like where they was going to tap the ball into the net, and he's made an unbelievable tackle. He's done it for the team. So, that hopefully, we're seeing the next sort of 48 hours where hopefully it's settled down.
Right now, you guys must think you can beat anyone.
Yeah, no, not like that. We keep saying it. You keep trying to keep everyone's feet in the ground. When you have days, you don't get loads of days like this in football, like a club of our size. So, we're going to really enjoy it, but we're also very realistic. We've got a big league game Wednesday, and it's our Christmas night out tonight, the players, so they'll have a few beers tonight, and then we regroup for train Tuesday and play Wednesday.
And those beers are going to be very well deserved. And a word about your fans as well. It was, as soon as Dan Perry scored, he was sliding on his knees in front of the fans. There were plenty out today, and I guess you've made them very happy as well.
Yeah, obviously we're not a massive club, we're a smallish club, but this season our home gates have gone up from 200 to 300. Some games we had near 400, and today we had another right good group there, and it was nice for them all to be together because usually they're spread out all over the place. They was all together today, and it's much for them. They're going to new places this season and enjoying themselves. Unfortunately at the moment we're getting the results for them, so that's great.